Hello, and welcome to Long Time No See, the podcast. Each week, we'll be pairing two blindfolded comedians who've agreed to sit down with a mystery guest. I'll be putting them on the spot with a series of questions about their careers, lives, and opinions. Without further ado, please remove your blindfolds and introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Michael.
Hi, Andrea.
I have to be honest with you, I am so relieved to see a Jew.
Do you have any irrational fears? What's the worst fad you were into? Is there any job that you would be terrible at?
Underwater welder?
Don't say that about yourself.
Do you guys have any useless talents?
I kicked one of those delivery robots.
What? You kicked one?
Yelling. I kick those all the time.
They have names on them.
Good.
I can make smoke come out of my mouth with nothing.
Do it.
You want to see it?
What the f***? Are you a dragon?
Out now, Long Time No See, the podcast, season 2. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
To find out what's really going on behind the music, sometimes you have to dig deep. I'm Dr. Mike, and on the new season of Going There, we're doing just that.
Art or music can be your escape and your therapy.
Going There is the podcast at the crossroads of music and mental health, where we have raw, meaningful conversations with artists like Noah Kahn, Julian Baker, Jason Isbell, Youngblood, The Head and the Heart, and Bishop Briggs.
I recently heard someone describe grief as glitter, where you'll clean it up and then you'll find little pieces.
By opening ourselves up to these real discussions about mental health, we can foster understanding and gain even greater appreciation for the music we all love.
For me, like, my favorite songs give me happy tears.
So join me and some of your favorite artists on the new season of Going There with Dr. Mike, brought to you by Sound Mind Live and the Consequence Podcast Network. Subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.
So you want to be a rock and roll star? No? Well, how about a podcast star? Well, as it turns out, there's a new all-in-one platform just for you. It's called Anchor, and it's the easiest way to make a podcast. And check this out, it's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. And then Anchor will distribute the podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify and Apple Podcast and, you know, everywhere else in podcast land. And what's even better, you can actually make money from your podcast. Go figure. No minimum listenership on that. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So go ahead, download the free Anchor app right now or go to anchor.fm to get started. So what are you waiting for? Podcast stardom is within your reach.
I'm Leo Phillips, host of This Must Be The Gig. We're a weekly podcast that documents everything about the world of live music. Speaking with choreographers, costume and set designers, the people who run beloved venues and festivals, and, of course, speaking with musicians about that one gig that changed their lives. Get your peek behind the curtain at consequenceofsound.net, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's an audio interview series presented by WFPK, Independent Louisville, at WFPK.org. Consequence of Sound and the Consequence Podcast Network. Hey, before we get started, if you're not already a subscriber, I do hope you hit that subscribe button. You can do it in so many places. Really, if you're hearing this, there is a subscribe button in front of you. But that also includes iTunes and Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. So we do put out at least 3 interviews a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We'd love to keep you up to date on all of those. I'm Kyle Meredith. Today, I'm talking with the band The Boxmasters. That's Billy Bob Thornton and his writing partner, J.D. Andrew. They've just released their 8th record called Spec. And I emphasize 8 because this is 8 albums in 12 years. And while producing music that quickly could cause a record to fall through the cracks, the guys will tell us that this one is especially poignant to them because it was produced by Jeff Emerick from the Beatles camp. He was an engineer with the Beatles from Revolver on, and it was the last record that he produced before he passed away. Beyond the Beatles, we're also going to talk about the parallels of the 1960s and our present day, how that works into their music and their lyrics. They're tackling a lot of big issues on this record. But while the songs can be heavy, they're also really fun. They're new sounds that they're using, like the ukulele and the tuba. One of my favorite songs on here features a tuba. We're going to hear about that as well. And how their upcoming tour is hitting some really interesting spots, including Kent, Ohio, and Flint, Michigan. Kent, Ohio has an unfortunate place in history with the Kent State shootings immortalized in the CSNY song Ohio. And of course, Flint, Michigan in the news recently with their water catastrophe. It's on the fellas' minds, too, as they're about to hit the road. Heavy stuff, but a really fun interview. It's Kyle Meredith with Billy Bob Thornton and J.D. Andrew, the Boxmasters.
Morning, hey,
how's it going?
Hey, congratulations on this new Boxmasters record spec. This is sounding great.
Oh, good, good. Glad you like it. Yeah, it's a pretty special record to us because it was produced by Jeff Emmerich, who was the Beatles engineer starting with Revolver all the way through the end of their career. And we'd known Jeff for quite a while, and he'd always been a fan of the band, of the Boxmasters. And he said, would really love to, you know, I'd love to get in there and mix a couple of your songs. And so we finally hooked that up. You know, everything worked out at the time. And, of course, we were, you know, highly honored that a guy like that would be a fan of us to begin with. And then to want to, you know, do the record. And once he mixed a couple of songs, we said, how about you just produce the record? And he was all for it. And then, unfortunately, he passed away a few months after we made the record, and I think it was the last record he ever produced, and so we're trying to, you know, keep his name out there, you know, because he was a great man and a legendary engineer and producer, so it was a very big deal for us.
We had Jeff in here, you know, also not long before he passed, and was gutted to hear that. I know, you know, as the world, we're all fans of the Beatles in some ways, but Billy, I'd also heard that your first record was actually a Beatles record with Hold Your Hand, so it really was special for you, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm old enough to where I think I was 8 years old. I actually saw the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show, and the first record I ever bought with my own allowance or whatever was the single of When I Hold Your Hand. And it changed my life like it did everybody back then. You know, it was, you know, what drove me to do everything I did since was seeing those guys and hearing them. So to be able to be in a studio with the guy who was there with them, it was kind of chilling sometimes, actually.
There's a tie with your all's music a lot of time towards the 60s and having that influence. It seems like a pertinent time to, you know, a lot of us are drawing kind of the parallels between the 60s and now. Beyond the music, do you find that, you know, with a popular culture, does that kind of influence the way, you know, I'm assuming so with an album title like Spec and the way you've kind of explained that before?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think... you know, right now the country is, you know, pretty divided, and I think politics and social issues are on people's minds more than they have been in the past few decades, more like it was in the 60s, you know. And so I think you can really draw a parallel between now and then. And you know, young people are out there again, you know, protesting and things like that. So there is a real similarity. And this record, that, you know, Spec, it normally we don't get particularly political, and you know, our political views aren't radical on either side. You know, we're more, you know, sort of, we call ourselves radical moderates, but we you know, you look around, you see what's going on, and you really it seeps into what you're doing artistically, you know.
I do like the way that title kind of gets a flip in the song, too, because, you know, in the idea of we're all specks in the universe, there's also the line, when the speck gets in your eye. I mean, that's taking it somewhere big to somewhere very, very personal.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And, yeah, I'm glad you noticed that. It's you know, when you write something and somebody gets it, it always feels so good because, you know, sometimes, I think a lot of time, audiences will listen to a song and they will, if it's hooky, like it has a hooky chorus, or they like the beat, whatever it is, people don't always pay attention to what it's actually about, you know. And it's nice when you hear people say, "Hey, I love that song, man. It really sounds good." But you know, I love this, you know, this verse that says whatever, and it really touched me. We talked to a guy earlier who works with the homeless, and he love the song on there, Days Gone, which is a song inspired by homeless people in L.A. there in Westwood.
That's a great one, too. It may be part of the coincidences that we're talking about, well, some of the coincidences that we're talking about here. So the Boxmasters are going to play July 18th in Lexington, right up the road from us here in Louisville. I think that's the closest you all have at the Manchester Music Hall. But that show is flanked by Kent, Ohio, and Flint, Michigan. And I thought, you know, if you were really talking about interesting parallels between the 60s and now and what's going on socially, politically, that's an interesting run right there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No doubt about it. You know, it's funny that you bring that up because I didn't realize that. I, when you have a tour booked and you know you're going to be out there a long time and you're doing one show after the other, I wasn't aware that Lexington was, those were on either side of Lexington. That's really amazing.
8 albums in 12 years. I mean, that's especially like the old days. Is it a quick process for you all?
I think it always, well, we're constantly recording. That's kind of our favorite place to be. And every second that we have where we're not either on tour or, you know, working on other projects, we're in a studio or we're on the phone talking about songs or meeting up to, you know, polish off something so that when we get to the studio, we have plenty to record. We have several other records finished that we've never had a chance to release, or the time hasn't been right for whatever they are. And so the great thing that we have is the ability to always be recording and always creating, because Billy has said it in other interviews before, if he's not creating and doing that, then he's losing his mind. So it helps keep sane. It's what we love to do, and so we appreciate that we have the ability to keep doing it.
It's amazing to hear you have all these records still in the can. I can't wait to hear those, and I love what you all are doing with Speck. And, you know, I'll close up by pointing out another song with Shut the Devil Up, because I don't know, is that a tuba? Because that's, having that sound and then it going right into the horn of Let the Bleeding Pray. I mean, you guys are doing such cool things with these songs.
Yeah, that is a tuba. And, it was kind of cool to do a song with just guitar, vocal, and tuba. That's not bad. It would be a heck of a lot easier to tour if all of our songs were just guitar and tuba.
It's not easy to find a tuba player that you want to take live, though. So
exactly.
A little difficult.
Well, guys, I certainly appreciate the time on the phone here today. Billy, JD, thank you so much. Congratulations on this new Boxmaster record, Speck, and we'll see you in Lexington.
We're looking forward to being in Kentucky because we played in Pikeville at one point, 10 years ago. So this is our first real foray into Kentucky, and so we hope people come out so that we can come back.
We'll see you then, guys.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, bud.
My thanks. Billy Bob Thornton, JD Andrew. The new album from the Boxmasters is called Speck, and it's out now. Hey, before we get out of here, don't forget, subscribe to the series if you're not already a subscriber. Again, you can do that anywhere you get your favorite podcasts from, like iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, also YouTube. And please do give us a comment while you're there as well. Tell us where you're listening from or what you enjoyed from the episode. And give it a rating as well. That's a huge help anytime you can give the series a rating. And after that, WFPK.org. That's where I do a show Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern, where you can also find some bonus episodes of this series. ConsequenceOfSound.net has your music and film news. You can also find me at Twitter at Kyle Meredith, Facebook.com/Kyle Meredith. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offering, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Assisted customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.